Well, good afternoon, everyone. As every angler knows, it's great when you can actually see the fish that you catch. But observing fish below the surface can be challenging. Where the water is crystal clear and the surface still, they are there. If the surface is disturbed, it's tough to distinguish the fish from the rocks and debris. When the water is even the least bit choppy, seeing the fish is all but impossible. Nevertheless, every fisherman remembers, just because I can't see them doesn't mean they're not there. Rarely will a fisherman find a prime condition when he goes out or she goes out to fish. It's generally some other condition. So what does a fisherman do? What can they possibly do? Well, two brothers back in the 1980s, by the name of Lindner, Al and Ron, developed a formula called the Fisherman's Formula. But it was only developed after thousands of hours of their personal time trying every lure known to man, and then some that weren't known at that time, to fish conditions the whole nine yards, and they came up with a formula. And that formula was amazing. It made them money like amazing. They got a following like crazy. They sold a lot of product. But the one thing that was the most amazing, every day, common Jane and Joe fishermen went out and for the first time in their life, caught on a consistent basis fish. Now, that was kind of the thing, you know, it's not a happenstance. So they were consistent. Finding fishing success depends on your vision of success. Regardless of the surface disturbance, what's in that water column, whether it's murky, clear, or worse, whether it's a strong or regular current, the barriers were finally overcome. Their fishing became successful because they finally tasted a vision of success. Regardless of whether they see the fish or not, they knew the fish were there. They did their homework. They finally learned to fish by faith rather than by sight. That success is F plus L plus P equals S. Fish plus location plus presentation equals success. This is not learned overnight. This is years of application. But the key is, now you have the formula. You have what it takes to do that. The next thing is, will you do it? And that's the vision. If you have in your vision, I want to catch fish, then you're going to apply. You have to know a thorough knowledge of fish. That means you have to do a lot of education on what fish, what species of fish. You have to know about their location, river, lake, stream. Bathtubs and mud puddles do not qualify. Presentation, how you put the bait or the lure, the fly, in front of the fish makes a difference of whether or not you are successful. The bottom line, it works. The Lindners gave fishermen a vision of success. We need to build and feed our vision for spiritual success. Just like fishing, life is full of disturbances. On the surface, in the water column, on the bottom. The three big ones that hit us all the time are those that we have no control of. Time and chance. It enters the game for a lot of us. Ecclesiastes 9:11, in which Solomon tells us that, you know, he's learned something from under the sun. In a later chapter, he told us there was nothing new under the sun. That's an important thing to keep in mind on this. Time and chance isn't new. It's happened to everybody. The fastest runner doesn't win a race. The strongest warrior doesn't always win the war. And you can go down the line, the skilled person, the rich person, they don't always come out on top because time and chance happens to everyone. The second disturbance that we encounter, our own making. And we'll put that safely in the 80%+ column. We make bad decisions, we make poor choices, and we live with those choices. God says, I give you this day, I set before you life and death. Please choose life. So we have a choice. What we don't have a choice is the response of our choice. That's set in motion. That's done at our choice. Galatians 6, 7, and 8, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will harvest what you plant. Good choices, good events. Bad choices, ouch. The third disturbance that we deal with, our own blatant sins. Those things we like to keep in our sleeve, close to our chest. We actually fool ourselves or attempt to. We don't fool God. That's not a problem, but it is. And when we do them, we do as what is told us in James 4:17. Remember, when you do what you know is wrong, it's a sin. It's blatant sinning. So those three big disturbances. But as we all know, for every one of them, there's probably 1,000. These are three we can control, or with the help of God. So what do we do? I mean, here we are. We got murky water. We got disturbed surface, and we got streams just running at full bore. We can't control our line. We're like the ship without a rudder. Does God have a formula for success? Oh, yeah. And interesting, it's got the same letters. So if you're savvy, you got F plus L plus P equals S. Put it in your pocket. So if you're fishing, you got your formula. And while you're not fishing, you have your formula for life as well. Faith, love, prayer. Faith does not need sight. It lives by, lives through, and because of the vision. The vision. People live, thrive on and because of love. It's not a soft, sanctimonious, syrupy item. It is the hardest thing you'll ever love to do in your life. It's not for sissies, as my mom would say. It's hard work. It's difficult to love your enemy. But Christ and God both showed us the ultimate gift is love. Prayer, it is the lifeblood of communication with God, the source of our strength. So, we've got the formula. Here we are. Boom, F plus L plus P equals S. S is salvation, by the way. Not just success, the ultimate success, salvation. So we got it. Plug it in. Walk away, right? No. No more than what a fisherman will have. I dump the FLPS formula in their pocket. What do I do with this? You must educate. It means you hit the books. You got the formula, you got the main items. Remember, the Lindner brothers spent thousands of hours and many years, and they took a lot of grief. There were people who thought they were nuttier than fruitcakes. But they proved them wrong because it works. Because they succeeded in showing people a vision and how to get there. Why would it not be the same requirement for us seeking a place in God's kingdom? It's a bit bigger than landing an animal with a brain beside your thumbnail. Christ came and died for us. He gave us the keys to the kingdom. But you know what? He didn't give it on Cliff's Notes. We have to work. Habakkuk, the Old Testament prophet, gives us guidance and wisdom in the manner in which it is important for us to understand that vision. He asked God some very serious questions. If you read the three chapters of Habakkuk, it's some serious reading. He asked, why are we going through this, God? And God answered him. In the second chapter, verse 2 and 3, said, the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. Not just a message, but the correct message. This vision is for a future time. For us and forward. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently. For it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Keep the vision. Allowing the disturbance in this life to cloud our vision, we can doubt God, His purpose. Only by keeping the vision will we continue to grow. Despite our floundering in the opaqueness of life, God is always here. We need to open our eyes of faith more and be more less like Doubting Thomas and more like the apostles after Pentecost. Remember, God is always here, even when we cannot or think we cannot see Him, just like those fish in that choppy water or the murky water. It will only be through the vision built in faith, a lot of hard work to get that faith. God helps us. Don't forget. That's what the prayer is about. Make that connection. And love, it makes life a lot easier too. Nurtured in love and strengthened in prayer, that we, the spiritual nation of Israel, will enjoy the fullness of God's vision of success, which is salvation. I'll borrow a statement made by Mr. Darris McNeely last week in his very interesting and powerful sermon. Step back and look up. Step back from whatever the surface distribution is. Step back from the murkiness of the water. Step back from the stream. Take it in view. Go to God. Ask Him to help you by looking up. That's where our help comes from. In the meanwhile, keep the vision.